We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Taking note of all these cancellations, there may be some real reasons that folks are pulling the plug into the summer and in some cases into the fall. Patty Olinger is the executive director of the Global BioRisk Advisory Council. And Patty, am I reading this right, that you all actually think that the virus may come roaring back in the fall, and this is going to be a recurring problem, even with the possibility of inoculation sometimes in the future?
That's what a lot of our healthcare experts are predicting, that it may be like the seasonal flu.
Well, now that we can manage, right? When I first started talking about this, you know, back in late January, when it was still in China, and hadn't really spread that deeply into Europe, there were a lot of people who were very angry when I said that we might be entering into a seasonal flu pattern and that this could be manageable like the seasonal flu, because the flu kills a lot of people too. Are people reevaluating that now?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. There were a lot of experts that even in the very beginning said that, you know, due to the fact that if you look at all the coronaviruses out there, because there's a family of coronaviruses, there are some that we see as recurring seasonal. The one, you know, there are some that cause the, you know, symptoms like the common cold. And so they were skeptical as far as, is it going to be like the original SARS or MERS, where you don't see it or it kind of disappeared with the first 2003 SARS event. But, you know, we were hoping that, but then as time goes on, it looks more like it could be something that we'll see a resurgence or, like you indicated, a seasonal pattern.
I took note of this asymptomatic carriers issue, which, you know, we've been talking about for a while, but as this thing drags on, the effort to protect vulnerable groups of people, I mean, you know, you just can't live in isolation for a long period of time. My parents have some health issues. My mom has a lung issue. I've stayed out of the house, out of their house for 9 or 10 weeks. But I finally had to go in the house the other day to fix the dishwasher disposal and to, you know, change all the light bulbs that had burned out in the living room. So they're walking around with flashlights and stuff like that. You know, you can't you can't completely isolate yourself. Next Friday, I'm going to the doctor, and I'm going to ask him to test me to see if I've got the antibodies. Did I have this thing, you know, when I got back from a trip overseas over New Year's? But, you know, how do we deal with this asymptomatic situation where you don't know whether you've had it or you have it, and you've still got to kind of interact with the rest of the world? I mean, we can't stay locked up forever.
I'm 100% in agreement with you. At some point in time, we have to start venturing out. You know, what you're doing with your family and your parents is exactly what I would do, from a standpoint of, you know, looking at, do I have antibody? You know, thinking about, you know, have you put yourself in a situation where you may be vulnerable, which then you may transmit it to somebody else. If you have family members who are immunocompromised or elderly, looking at those activities where, or those behaviors where, okay, you know, I'm going to wear masks. I'm going to, you know, when I'm out in public so that I, you know, help prevent getting the virus, and those behaviors of, you know, personal hygiene. The other thing that, I mean, for, you know, being part of GVAC and Global Biorisk Advisory Council and ISSA, the leading trade association for the cleaning industry, what we're doing is, you know, we recognize that this is an issue and that businesses also need to start looking at how they are cleaning, sanitizing, disinfecting, and putting in place infection prevention programs, which is why we implemented or we started the GVAC STAR program for facilities. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where, as you indicated, we have to start getting back to whatever normal is going to be. It will be interesting to see what our numbers are going forward with all of these different behaviors and practices in place for even the flu. You know, have we reduced those flu numbers as well?
Patty, if you were planning an event in the fall, whether it's a domestic event here in Richmond, you know, a festival or a movie festival or the marathon, we were talking this morning about the Richmond Marathon scheduled for November 14th. They're still, at the moment, planning to go forward with that. Is that a reasonable position to take, is keep it on the calendar in October and November and December and then make a decision 30, 45 days out? What would you be advising if you were talking to folks who were planning those things?
So we're actually working with convention centers and event planners and the associations out there that are working with the different venues and events around the world and looking at what practices need to be put in place to, one, build confidence for the people who are participating, the employees involved, what types of cleaning and disinfection practices need to be in place. And also, again, you know, we're going to see different, what we call infection prevention strategies, the social distancing, the wearing masks, the different hand sanitizer stations. And, you know, it's one of those things that I really have to hand it off to them. The IABMs of the world, and they are really thinking through things and planning on how to do things. And because it's also their livelihood, while it is their livelihood, they want to do it safely going forward.
If you study previous infections like this, will we as a population get stronger? And, you know, some of the deaths that we've seen right now, I guess if you're 90 years old and you're, you know, flat on your back in a rehab center, you're always vulnerable to a variety of different viruses. I mean, something is likely to kill you at that stage. But do you think if you were to look forward to 5 years from now, whether there's a vaccine or not, will we begin to physically be able to handle this stuff better? The next generation will handle it better? Is there any indication of that?
You know, so there's two parts to that. One, you know, from an immunity standpoint, you know, from this particular virus, you know, as we get the vaccine and you know, different treatment strategies and that are going to become available, that will help, as we've seen for other viruses like the measles and things. But what I would say that is extremely important is that we learn from this. You know, there were several of us that had predicted that, you know, a pandemic may be coming and that we aren't really prepared. And what are the things that we need to do to prepare? And there are so many lessons that we can learn from this event and that we need to not get past it and go, oh, it's over with. Let's, you know, go back to whatever.
Yeah. What's the next thing in the pipeline?
What do we need to do? Yeah. Absolutely. We need to be prepared.
Patty Olinger with the Global Biorisk Advisory Council. I appreciate you coming on today. I'm sure we'll talk again in the next couple of weeks. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.